Can you tell us a little bit about your gym?
We've been in business for 20 years as of last May, in which I celebrated my 20th birthday anniversary all by myself because we were closed during the first shutdown of COVID, which was a little sad, but you know, it was it's going to be okay, I think. Then we just again we were managed to stay open for another 3 months, and then we got hit with the second wave. I mean, the gym has been a local community hideout, secret workout place, secret social place that's been around for a long time, and then we do cater a lot to our clientele. Yeah, it's a gym.
Very nice. So when can you reopen again?
Well, technically, we could reopen today because we turned into an orange zone. I'm very cautious. I didn't open to the public today because there's a lot to do and there's a lot of machinery to move around. I mean, I'm actually more prudent than most gyms. I mean, I'm really a health-oriented guy, and I'm not. It's not so much a financial thing for me. It's more, I have to be careful. We have an older population here locally, and a lot of them have their compromised health issues. So, technically, we're allowed to have 11 people at one time. I usually try to keep it right now around six, including myself, at any given part of time and during the day. So I try to make it really secure, and I've had to remove a bit of equipment in order to ensure that there's enough space between equipment to keep everybody safe. Yeah.
Awesome. Other than like distancing the equipment and stuff, how are you like sanitizing and cleaning and
Oh my God, I had to buy this special product, which, believe it or not, kills everything. It's $250, $300 a gallon of it, in order, and literally, it kills staff. It kills everything. It's almost, you should see the list of the bacteria and viruses that it kills. And we wipe down everything. Everybody's responsible. The showers are closed. We don't allow people to shower. They have to come here dressed and ready for to do their gym. They can't leave things hanging around. Everything is wiped down constantly. The people are responsible for wiping down their equipment and wiping down all surfaces, and we go behind them after they leave. And it's crazy, but we are like Uber. Nothing lives here. And I have a UVC light, which I put on at night on timed intervals, which with UVC light, basically, there's not a bug that can stand a chance in here.
Well, I'm happy you're taking it very seriously and protecting,
Yeah.
like you said, the older population.
Well, if you can't profess to be in health and have to and not actually act upon it, that's what I really, as far as I'm concerned, I'm looking at other people who have gyms, other locations, even locally. It's absurd how they're more focused on got to get open, got to make money, got to do, money, making money is good. It pays to keep the lights on, but at what cost? I mean, most people spend their lifetime working to make money, and at the end of it, they end up spending money in order to try to buy their health back. So, you have to create an environment which is safe and secure and without compromise. And I've been into some other gyms locally, and it's just like, oh my God. I mean, I won't go in there. Absolutely not. Seeing what I see, it's just, I'm maybe over the deep end, but I'd rather, for us, one case would be one case too many.
Right, no, I agree with that. So you're opening next Monday, correct?
Yeah,
Officially?
I'm opening next Monday. Yeah.
Right, so then what are your hours for people who want to use you?
Well, I'll be open at 7 a.m. till 4.
Okay.
Every day during the week, and Saturday and Sunday I'll be open from 8 in the morning till 1, which are my regular hours anyway.
Okay.
I do a lot of private training. We used to be open from 7 until 7, but I'm playing everything by ear now because the industry has changed. A lot of people have started working out at home, and they bought equipment, and then there's been a change of habits for people. And which I do respect and I do understand, and we have to modify in consequence. So, and we're going to play it by ear and we're going to go with it. And I'm being very cautious right now. There is talk of the third wave, and the calculation of whether we go back into a red zone is based on actually here for us locally is the capacity at the CHU hospital. All our decisions made for our area are based from there. If they start to get inundated with people with COVID or any of its variants in the ICU, then it will quickly turn us back into red. I'm not sure how long we're going to stay orange, actually. I'm very curious to know what's going to happen after the school break and with these variants. I'm not wishing for it by all means. I mean, I'm more realistic now than ever. I'm not. I was really excited to be back open the second, after the first shutdown, and then it was almost like I was taken to the dance and left at the dance. I was like, oh my God, now we're shut down again. So this time I'm a lot more cautious.
Right. That leads into my other question I was going to ask is, do you think you're ready for the reopening?
I'm definitely ready. I mean, I've even, I've been doing piece by piece. I've really taken the time. I've repainted all the surfaces during the breaks. I've moved things around to create more distance. Everything has been wiped down more than once. Am I ready to reopen? Absolutely. Am I guess more. I mean, I could effectively be open today. I mean, I'm good to go as of right now as we speak, but I'm not so convinced. I'm at this point now where I really have begun to be very analytical about, okay, is it a question of a day or two or three? It's going to make a huge difference. Will we watch the news and see all of a sudden Quebec's cases are going to start climbing again? We've had a few deaths here locally at our homes, our rest homes. There's cases at of children, like there's a case at Knowlton Academy that was found last week. I mean, it's here, it's somewhere, and I just don't want to take a chance on my clientele. I really don't, and I'd love to keep my lights on, absolutely, but I want to do it right once and that's it. I don't want to do it and then have to shut down again. I mean, we can only take so much,
No, I agree with that. Do you already have some clients trying to book some private gym sessions with you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. My schedule's filling up for sure.
Okay.
I have a lot of loyal, faithful clients over the past 20 years, and they understand, and they love being here because it's not only the physical activity, but the strongest muscle holds your ears apart, and it's a social. And yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, everybody can lift a dumbbell, but if you don't have a strong mind and have a social engagement, I mean, you're effectively a dumbbell, So, yeah, that you can, this is a play on words, but it's actually true. So, the gymnasium comes from the Greek, meaning gymnasia, which means a strong mind and strong body. And they used to bring their young athletes into the Palais to do their exercise, but they also make them study during that time. So they realized how important the mind is too, and that's what we do here.
Yeah,
It's not a typical gym. It's not a big box typical gym where where you go for spandex and makeup and all that type of stuff. This is actually it's a place for people who need exercise. It's not a place to come if you're just here as to be seen or a pickup joint. This is not my business, nor do I want it. It's a family gym, and that's the
Right.
way we like it.
No, No, that's a very interesting philosophy. So, do you have anything else you would like to say?
No, I just, I'm, you know, I'm thrilled to be able to take your call today. And, you know, it's important that people, you know, are careful. It's important that they realize that, you know, that we're, at least I can only speak on my behalf for my business, that, you know, health remains a priority here. It's not financial, nor will it ever be. And that's what's kept us going through all the times. And, you know, I won't compromise on, I'd rather have the lights off than have to worry about somebody hearing somebody got sick because they were at the gym. It's not going to happen here
Right, no.
at all, you know, so that's where we are. So
Perfect.
yeah, no, I'm looking forward to seeing my extended family again for sure. I mean, it gets lonely, but you know, we do need to be careful.
I 100% agree. Well, I wish you the best of luck with your gym opening on Monday.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you again for calling. I do appreciate it.